There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking morning routines this morning, from the weird to the wonderful and the cold. Tony Robbins is one celebrity who swears by an early morning cold plunge. Those phrasing themselves a little bit more scientifically include Daniel Craig, who used cryotherapy to prepare for his role as James Bond in Skyfall. Cristiano Ronaldo, who apparently has one of the machines at home. I think that's maybe a little bit more about injury, though. Lindsay Lohan, Mark Wahlberg, the list goes on. In the studio to convince us of the benefits is Benny Paraha, who's the CEO of Cryo Holdings. Benny, it's lovely to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Do you want to explain to us what all these celebrities are actually doing?
Sure. So cryotherapy is the treatment that exposes your body to sub-zero temperatures of minus 140 degrees Celsius or lower, different from a conventional ice bath. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to stimulate health benefits like blood circulation, pain management, and more from an aesthetics perspective, collagen production. Because although the treatment is a medical treatment, which is to treat rheumatoid arthritis or whatnot, what we've started to see is that there are a lot of side effects which have a lot of benefits that the celebrities are now looking towards.
Is it safe?
Yes, it is safe. You have to think about it just like a refrigerator. You're standing in a refrigerator, which is going down to minus 140 degrees Celsius. There are certain contraindications that people should not be doing it. So if you're pregnant, if you have hypertension, if you have high blood pressure. But overall, it is a safe treatment.
And how does it actually work? What's the science for injury, the science for the cosmetic reasons some people are doing it?
Okay, so when you're exposing your body to the sub-zero temperature, what's happening is that your thermotransmitters are telling your body that you're pretty much going into shock mode. And that's triggering a response of blood circulation. So think about yourself getting really, really cold, and the blood circulation is trying to bring your temperature back up. And that is actually the process of where the blood circulation and all the good stuff is happening. Now, that's mainly from a immune system or a metabolic perspective. Let's go move towards the aesthetic part of it, is that in terms of being able to create collagen or even increasing some chemicals like neuroefrin, you're reducing inflammation. So a lot of these benefits that you're getting are mainly coming from the reduction of inflammation.
Well, this is from your website. During the 2 to 3 minute session at minus 140 C, as you've just mentioned there, the blood is forced towards the body's core, where the natural filtration system works to remove toxins and inflammatory properties from the blood. I mean, it sounds really painful.
No, I think it sounds a little bit more technical than it is, but think about when you're jumping in a cold pool or you're going skiing, pretty much your heart rate is increasing because your temperature is going down from your regular 36 degrees to, let's say, about 32 to 30 degrees. Now, in order for your temperature to go back up, you're using extra energy and you're boosting your organs to pretty much work a little bit overtime. And that's actually what's happening. It sounds a little bit painful, as you said, but it's completely a natural process.
So how much of an uptake does it have here in the UAE? You guys make and sell these machines. What interest are you seeing?
So 90% of our business is in North America. We are technology manufacturers, but we also have clinics where people can go do cryotherapy. We have about 6 clinics here in the UAE, in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. They're quite busy. You get people from all walks of life coming into there. You have people for pain management. You have people coming in for weight loss. You're coming in people, a lot of people nowadays are coming for anxiety and sleep. And that's where we're seeing a lot of a high growth.
Yeah, that's interesting, because your site suggests cryotherapy as a treatment for depression.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see that sort of being chilled to minus 140 degrees centigrade would take your mind off everything for a few minutes. I mean, but explain how it treats clinical depression.
So think about it this way. Now, when you're going in for those 3 minutes, you're pretty much triggering a nerve in the back of your neck called a vagus nerve. And that vagus nerve, when it's being triggered, pretty much your body is forgetting about everything that's going on and only focusing on that cold and how to go into that, get out of that fight or flight mode. In terms of the depression side of it, is that you're releasing serotonin during those 3 minutes. And when you're coming out of it, you have this rush of endorphins. So the biggest feedback that we get from majority of all our customers is that they feel better when they come out.
Those endorphins are the things that are triggered when you leave a gym, for instance.
Exactly. A runner's high, you may say, as well.
Yeah.
And does health insurance cover this, or do they still consider it to be an alternative medicine?
So in countries like Poland and Germany, your orthopedic or your physiotherapist can write you a prescription. It's covered by your National Health Service, and it's covered by your insurance provider. Unfortunately, in the rest of the countries, which follow the FDA sort of rules, we are still right now working on clinical trials. We are starting to see in countries like France and the US, where physiotherapy or chiropractic treatments on the higher end of insurance is covering treatments like that, we're starting to see cryotherapy be covered. But our objective is to get it covered in the next 2 years.
What kind of costs are we talking about here for a session?
So it ranges. The cost of the treatment ranges anywhere from $40 a treatment all the way up to $100 a treatment.
And are you seeing people here in the UAE actually buy their own machines?
10% of all our equipment around the world is installed in homes like in Tony Robbins or Mark Wahlberg's homes.
How much does a bit of kit cost?
$75,000 all the way to about $125,000 for the large chambers.
Just out of interest, where do you get the nitrogen for them?
So we actually have a gas company of our own.
Brandy's going to tap into your supplies.
No, so we are a vertically integrated company. We also distribute the nitrogen, and that's actually one of our core businesses. The recurring revenue from the nitrogen through cryogenics is our business.
So is it the case that I like one of those coffee machines that I pop the pods in, I buy the machine, but then for the rest of my life, I'm having to pay you for the capsules?
That's correct. But we see what our model is moving more towards is that you don't need to buy the machines anymore. All you need to do is buy the gas.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning. Benny Parahas, the CEO of Cryo Holdings. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.